This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got a series we do every now and then in which you ask and we answer questions about all things economic, big or small. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today's question comes to us from a listener in Cork, Ireland.
My name is Dara McNally, and I've always wondered how authors get paid when libraries use their books.
Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one for us.
I'm in the Los Angeles Central Library to get to the bottom of Dara's question. Now, this downtown library isn't as quiet as you might expect on a weekday morning. Lots of kids running around, people sitting at the more than 300 computers set up for public use. And yes, some folks are actually reading physical books, you know, with paper. I ran into Marco Marin at a kiosk in the lobby. He was trying to find a couple of books. He says he comes here to check out books at least once a week. Marco's Poison?
Your basic zombie story, kind of the world ending through zombies.
Marco agreed to let me take a walk with him to find the books in the stacks, but he also told me he's downloaded some ebooks. I asked Marco if he knows how the libraries get copies of the books he's constantly checking out from publishers and authors.
I actually did think about that the other day. I never got to the bottom of it, but I have always wondered how is it that that works. Like, I mean, they get published, obviously, they get money. I'm assuming when it comes down to libraries that they would donate some?
Actually, it's pretty simple. The libraries buy the books from the publishers. And depending on the size of the library and the popularity of the book, a library might buy a particular title by the case.
One has to look back at sort of the history of public libraries.
Julie Tenero is president of the American Library Association. She explains the funding is basically provided through taxes.
Items are purchased for use by all, based on the model that people have prepaid for this. In fact, I always used to laugh and say, you know, yes, libraries are free, but they really are prepaid. Odds are you've paid for it in your taxes in some way.
So the taxpayer is paying for the library books.
Then, of course, the relationship between an author and his editor or his publisher, that's where the author's money comes from.
And the author works out a different royalty price for each different sale. Mark Shaw's written more than 20 books and says he gets a certain amount of money if his publisher sells his book to a retail store and a different amount if it's sold to a library.
Sure, there's some authors who are going to be a little bit disturbed by the royalty amount or whatever, but there's a great part of the population that can't afford books. And so they can go to the library, they can check out a book, it doesn't cost them anything. I know I sound like a cheerleader for libraries, and it's not just because my wife is a librarian, but I really believe that that's one of the staples of our society is libraries.
But that staple is changing. The LA Public Library has a lot of tangible books, but it's shifting a lot of its book budget to more of a hybrid model with ebooks and audio. So another question to consider is how authors get compensated for every time someone clicks on a title to check it out from the library on their phone. I'm Andy Euler from Marketplace.
We need your help on this one. Send us your questions about anything at all, really. We'll see what we can do. There's a space you can do that at marketplace.org.